This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
With Annie and Ando on Joy 94.9.
Just gone 6 o'clock on your Wednesday morning, 7 degrees, chilly out there, but we're chasing a top of 15 here in Melbourne. Good morning, Annie Louie.
Good morning.
Hey, we have a couple of very special looking people
we
in this
do.
Studio.
They're way better looking than us, especially at this morning, like this hour. Nice. Hello, good morning to our comedy duo and special co-hosts for the day. It's Ethan Kavanagh and Sweeney Preston.
Hello, Annie and Ando.
Oh, what good a treat. Morning. Look at you. Fresh-faced and...
Tell us what you're wearing.
So, I'm going to start because I've got more to say about my outfit. I'm wearing a bright turquoise tracksuit, matching top and bottom.
I thought it was a one-piece.
No. Oh my God, how much better would
that be?
It'd
be riding up if it was.
And this is something I acquired right at the start of last year. And I found this. I was cleaning out someone who'd passed away. I was cleaning out an old lady's...
Oh, like an estate?
Yeah.
Did you know her?
No, like someone I knew her.
Yeah.
And I was like helping renovate the place.
Oh, Ethan just knew her as tracksuit lady.
Oh, gosh.
You've been following, hanging around like a bad smell for months thinking she's about to drop off the perch and I want that tracksuit.
Some people want the jewellery, some people want the money. Ethan just wanted the tracksuit.
A natural fabric.
And I got it, which is the main thing.
Now that I see it, I can't stop imagining an old lady wearing that.
Yeah. I have no idea where she would have worn this. And I saw it. I was helping out clean this apartment. And I saw it and I was like, I'm taking that home.
I've got to lean over and touch it. Hang on a second.
Would you? It's so parachute-y.
That is wipe clean. You don't need to put it in the washing machine. Just get a chuck, some wipe it down each spill.
I wouldn't want to know what.
Straight
would come
to
out
bingo.
Of that.
You'd wear that to bingo, wouldn't you?
Legs, 11, 4 and 2, 42, top of the house, 90 on its own, number 6.
And I got dragged there as a kid. And he knows every bingo caller.
I want to be a bingo caller. I have big dreams in my life.
I'm high.
Yeah.
Hey, Sweeney, tell us what you're wearing today.
So I'm wearing a football jersey of an undisclosed team. I've no idea, but I just saw it at Savers and thought, hey, that's fluoro.
Nice.
I wore this to a fluoro-themed party last week.
What a coincidence.
Thinking I would return it to Savers the very next day. Yes. But it turns out... Fluoro is the theme for this week.
Hive
so
is in.
Two wears, 2 weeks.
If you're wondering what this is all about, Hive is the theme of the day because we've got a goal each day to raise a certain amount before we can change our Dress Up Annie and Ando Challenge theme. And yesterday we managed to raise over $350.
$350. Though our target today, Annie Louie, is $200. Yeah. So we're chasing a target of $200 so that we don't have to wear Hive is tomorrow. Oh, so text us on, or not text us, just jump to joy.org.au, donate, subscribe, or become a member, or you can ring the front desk. David is there ready to take your call, 1300 569 949. We've got to hit that target because tomorrow's theme, Annie Louie, if we get $200 today, is
what is it? We haven't decided yet, have
isn't
we?
It fetish wear tomorrow?
We could do that.
I'd say it with such a
do
sigh,
you own like... anything?
Something I also took from the lady who bought the
wow.
We're going to say we did donate all of that $300 yesterday just so we could wear these outfits today.
Of course.
We are giving away, if you sign up during this hour, we are giving away, we have multiple prizes. We have 2 individual $50 e-vouchers thanks to our friends at Riva International for wax creams?
Massaging oils, creams, waxes, it's all things self-care, beauty.
Yeah, and if you sign up as a business, if you actually have a beauty massage business, we're giving away a $200 voucher within this hour, Annie Louie.
Well, you don't have to have a business that does that, do you?
You've got to sign up as a business member.
Yeah, you just sign up as a member. It's not like you're a salon and that's the only way you can win.
Could be your side hustle, a little bit of rubby-rubby. I'm making it sound grubby, aren't
$200
I?
Could get you started in your rubby-rubby business.
Head to joy.org.au.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. It's Addie and Ando every morning on Joy.
Oh, this morning we are in high vis because our Dress Up Annie and Ando challenge we nailed yesterday. We got out of ski wear and we went straight to the high vis.
Yep, and it was appropriate for Melbourne, the ski wear. People were saying it's chilly out there and we nailed it. But they do not know that we're planning a beach wear day for Friday. So it's going to come back to bite us.
For Friday, Annie?
I reckon it's pretty cold, if not rainy.
We could maybe go like those surf and rescue dudes in Bondi Beach. You know how they pull their Speedos up so their butt cheeks grip the... Yeah. I thought it was because they
used to... I've never heard of this.
No, this is a true story. You know how you see so many Bondi rescue... like the hotties, and they have their Speedos like pulled into a wedgie, and so that's so that the skin on their butt cheeks actually grips the seat when like they're pulling. So
like a dolphin on a jet ski.
I'm just trying to picture the image of a dolphin on a jet ski. Yes, and then an elephant sat on it.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard of dance concerts where you put hairspray on your, you know, to keep your clothing stuck to you, like your leotard.
Sweeney, Ethan, have you ever heard of this phenomenon?
We do this every night for our comedy show. Yeah.
Do you?
No.
Hairspray on your...
No. I've never quite heard. It sounded like you were having two different conversations.
Yeah, often it's like this.
Welcome to Annie and Ando.
Yeah, we need you to be the glue here. This is the voice of Sweeney Preston and Ethan Kavanagh, some young, fresh comedians who have just finished their run at the Comedy Festival. By the way, we haven't talked about this yet. How did you go, and have you recovered from Sunday's session for the after party? Because I did not go, so I need the goss.
Okay, we'll give you... There is a short answer, but we'll give you the long answer.
Yes, please.
So ever since Sunday, when Comedy Festival has a big after party, which we're absolutely just so excited to be able to do, because not only did we get a festival, we also got an after party.
We're
very much taking it week by week. But after that after party, which I think we both left at around the time this show starts.
I was tuning in on the tram on the way home.
Oh,
obviously.
So after that point, we both had very different following 72 hours. So I went home, slept for 4 hours, woke up and had a uni exam on Zoom.
Yeah.
What topic?
It was Latin American studies.
Of course it was.
Yeah.
Requires a bit of brain power, I would
No,
think.
It doesn't.
All of our Latin American listeners just
What's the capital
out?
Of Guyana? Couldn't tell you.
I didn't even know
you.
That was the place.
Google could. so Can't did that and it. Then went back to bed, woke up and had another shoot, went back to bed, went to work, went back to bed and had an actual sleep, woke up the next morning, did another shoot, went back to bed, woke up again, had another shoot, went back to bed and then came here. Ethan, on the other hand...
Well, I got home about 6:30, slept for like 4 or 5 hours, woke up fine. Absolutely fine. I was like, I cannot believe.
There's the first warning, red flag, right? When you know what you've done and you go, why am I feeling fine?
I was like, I've gotten away with this. And then I had a very functional Monday, cleaned the house, did some reading, fed the cat, got it all, did my washing, right? Very fun. Went to bed last night. On Monday night, about 11 o'clock. And then I skipped Tuesday.
Oh, no.
I woke up at 6 p.m. last night.
Amazing. Oh. That's like the craziest time to wake up having had a proper sleep.
Did you have that? Is it 6 a.m. or p.m.? Like that moment where you're looking at clocks around the house.
True,
because
it's a dark at both.
My housemate walked in to check my pulse pretty much. And I looked at my phone and I said, how dare you wake me almost 6 in the morning?
This is my beauty sleep.
And she said, Ethan, you're going to be late to your gig. I can't believe you didn't set an alarm for this. I said, I really didn't think I'd have to.
Oh,
and I had to
race
out and go and host trivia.
It was because Annie sent us an email earlier in the day being like, hey, do you boys mind sending us a photo? I sent her a photo. I was like, oh, here's one of the two of us thinking, you know, Ethan's probably at work, probably doing something productive with his day.
Sound asleep.
And I sent him a message a bit later on after sending him a few follow-ups and said, eventually, hey, man, are you dead? To which he replied, very possibly.
My reply to not answering any of Annie's emails yesterday was, oh, sorry, my day hasn't really gone to plan.
Which is true.
In actuality, the day I'd planned just had never happened.
Oh, I really thought your strategy was Trina Mean keeping peace. Because I had not received any emails from you at all. And I'm like, well, I guess Ethan's pretty big now.
It's
so
one elaborate big cop, good cop, bad cop routine, isn't it? I'm just too nice. Ethan's just an absolute hound.
Yes, notoriously a great way to land extra work. Don't reply to emails. Yes.
So we should be honoured that you made it here today. And we're really grateful.
We are, blessed.
In the middle of Radiothon, which goes all the way through to Drive Show on Friday, we are trying to raise $200 so we can get out of this high-vis gear. Annie Louie, I've got a treat for you.
What is it?
Look at this. I'm standing up. High-vis undies.
Oh, high-vis undies. Flashy, flashy. It matches the yellow on your top perfectly.
Got my high-vis yellow tradie jocks on.
Amazing. Well, speaking of clothing ourselves, if you win today's membership prize, which means you're going into the draw if you become a member today, what are you showing me?
You know how we were talking about Speedos, Australian life-saving rescue people, how they hitch their Speedos up? I thought I'd bring a nice picture up on the screen.
Thank you for that. It looks like they're skinny sumo wrestlers. Like, is that, you know...
It's legit. It's hot as...
It doesn't look like Bondi Rescue, I'm not going to lie.
He hasn't Googled Bondi Rescue. There's just... That URL has far too many X's in it.
Sorry, I just got distracted.
I was going to say, clothe your dog. Oh, that was the segue I was aiming for. Right. Is if you love dressing up, maybe you need some dress-ups for your dog from Handsome, a new sustainable and focused... it's focused on working with local businesses such as Bendigo Pottery and Geelong Woolen Mills. They create fantastic pooch products, so you can get like a blanket, a coat, or a doggy bowl, or bandana for winter. So renew or join as a member today.
Bandana. Do you know a secret thing? Yesterday it was a cravat, a deep cravat.
They've switched it out. They've downgraded now.
Maybe because nobody knew what a cravat was.
True.
What was that MasterChef man? That bombed the other night. It's the worst opening show they've ever
had. Which one?
MasterChef.
Yeah.
Might have to bring back Little George. No, I wouldn't bring back Little George. Oh, he did too bad.
Yeah, it's been cancelled.
When I bet that cravat would fit Little George, to be honest. When I was in year 7, I used to tell people at school that Matt Preston was my uncle.
I love that.
Because we share a surname.
True. Yeah.
Sweeney Preston, Matt Preston. And you wouldn't believe how many people I fooled with.
Why are you letting it unravel here? You kept it going for decades. Until he found out.
I think at the time, that was around the peak of MasterChef. That was like season 1 or 2. And it was around the time that he'd done the plate drop. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Historic plate drop. And people were like, Sweeney, like, what was he thinking during that? And I was I don't want to tell you guys anything, but look, we had a chat about it.
Yeah, I'll see him at the next family barbecue. I'll interrogate him.
Yeah, we workshopped it. It was a double job, yeah.
We are looking for your donation subscriptions or renewals this morning. Head to joy.org.au or the Joy Facebook page where you'll find a QR code. We're chasing a total of $200 before 7 a.m. this morning, and we've got some amazing prizes thanks to our friends at Reva International.
Snuggle up to Annie and Ando every weekday morning on Joy.
It's day 8 of Radiothon Wednesday, 21st of April. We've got some amazing prizes to give away, including the members one. So if you become a member, you get a chance to win some amazing pooch products. Plus, in this hour, if you donate or become a member, you get to go into our special daily prize draw, which is two vouchers to Reva International.
$50 e-vouchers, Reva International, which have waxing and massage cream products. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. Now, the donation deal on this is the trick, Annie Louie. Not that I'm suggesting you do it, but if you donate $2... you go into the draw for that Reva prize this
100%.
Morning. We'd rather a zero or a couple of zeros on the end to hit our target so that we can. And it's been decided. We've just had a director's meeting of what tomorrow's dress-up theme is. Do you want to share it, Annie Louie?
It's fetish. Because we thought, why not take up the challenge? And Ando's freaking out because he's got classes today. So he's like, he might go for something like a shirt and a glass of something yellow.
Yellow Mallow. Do you remember? Are you too young to remember Yellow Mallow?
No, I don't know what that is.
Yellow Mallow, right, was a drink. And I'm looking at the boys too because they're even younger than
you. Yeah, we've got Sweeney and Ethan joining us in the studio as our special guests today. They've had to listen to us having a meeting about what to do tomorrow and where the words...
The fetishes.
Piss play were mentioned.
Oh, Annie, you said it. Do I have to put a garbage bag over the panel?
I said I might just make that my dress up. But, yeah, anyway, you were saying, I have no idea what this concept
is. Anyway, Yellow Mallow, it was a competition to solo. It was a drink and it was a direct competition to solo, like lemon squash. Oh. Yeah, I know. Really irrelevant. Anyway, tell us about your show.
What? I can't end it there. What?
Yeah, I'll look.
We're meant to be showing them how we do radio.
How professional we are. turned up.
We'll throw it over to you. Yeah,
we'll take it from here.
Yeah. Take the reins. I'm out of my seat.
So Swanny and I will be coming in tomorrow dressed in our fetish wear.
Donate to Radiothon, guys. Yeah. Please just, there's some great prizes on offer. Yeah. 6 till 7 a.m. every morning.
You've nailed it. Don't stop now. What's the value of the pooch prize? Have you managed to
value
that?
We can't really tie a number value to that, Annie.
It's priceless.
To the right person, priceless. Yeah.
$650. But tell us about
to the wrong person.
Your show was called Very Mature at the Comedy Festival. Are you going to bring it back at all?
We're talking about various options at the moment. Ethan, do you want to run through that?
Yeah, we are talking about a few options, although we are maybe tossing up changing the name of the show.
Because we figured out that if you Google the name of our show, Very Mature Melbourne.
You know, which is something that we encourage a lot of people, obviously, to do the lead up to the show so they can try and get their tickets and help us make a little bit of money.
Yeah.
Janet from Real Housewives of Melbourne comes up.
What's she
doing?
Not
for us.
Oh. No, I'm kidding.
What are you getting?
Of data and algorithms. if you do Google the name of our show, Very Mature Melbourne, the first result that comes up is, of course, the link to our show, which is great.
Yep. Yep.
But every other result...
For finding an older woman to have sex with in Melbourne, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So when you click on images, you're number two, not number one.
You've slipped.
The URL is our 10 favourite places to meet a single Melbourne MILF.
Which actually, if you click onto that list, our show is on there. After a very successful month of bringing older men into the room, and we really found our demographic. They were disappointed at first, but we brought them round.
I feel there is an overlap there, for sure.
Yeah. Silly us. We thought very mature, very mature Sweeney and Ethan, very mature, but it turns out very mature actually means very mature. Yeah.
Ladies,
very
mature you'd like. Indeed. Now, I had a similar issue on Google where you would type in Annie and Ando, and the first picture that would come up was this woman called Annie Ando.
Oh, stop.
And then it was all our stuff. So our producer tracked her down in Seattle and we got her live on the air and basically performed an intervention with her.
Yeah. Except her brand wasn't that big. It hadn't launched yet. It was like swimwear and we were let her plug it, but man, it was the most boring interview ever. We deserve
something
that
something spot. Something to wear for fetish days.
Well, perhaps. You know how directive Annie Louie can get. At one stage during the interview, she goes, "Have you considered changing your name?" And I'm like, Annie!
Right. I'm a solutions finder. Yeah, that's me. So what was in the show? Tell us about the content. Are we allowed a little snippet?
Yeah, absolutely. So the top of the show was about 8 minutes of Ethan and I gas-bagging the both of us on stage, bumping mics, and then we launched into 20 minutes each because we are both, I guess, stand-ups in our own right, but we do love collaborating together and working and workshopping together. It was very much a team project, which...
Groundbreaking format that's never been done.
Did you flip a coin at the start of the show?
And Edmonds and Lloyd Langford who?
So it was really groundbreaking stuff. 10 minutes together, 20 minutes apart, of course 2 minutes at the end, really driving it home together again.
I think the important is the crossover, having the blending, because if you just do your separate sets and never interact, it's not that fun. You want to show that rapport, which you obviously have. How did you even find each other?
Well,
Grindr.
It was actually very mature, yeah.
I was on Google one day.
So this is funny because we do get this question a little bit about how we met. And so we did a short documentary last year over the lockdown where they interviewed us both in depth, but they interviewed us separately.
It was about how artists were coping with the lockdown. And there was a friend of ours who was doing a uni project at the time the products of what that was. There was 10 other sets of artists, but yeah.
Yeah, we'll find one artist who's coping and one who's not.
Which one's which?
Oh, we still don't know. And so they interviewed us and we didn't really see each other's interviews until they put it together. And watching the documentary back, they did a really lovely cut where they asked Sweeney, "How do you know Ethan Cavanagh?" And he was like, he told this really nice story for a few minutes about how he was backstage at a gig and he kind of knew who I was because we ran in the same circles, but kind of wanted to approach me but wasn't sure if I'd know who he was, and kind of came up to me.
Time slowed down. It's glitter in the air. Aww. Have you seen the end of Love Actually? It was like that.
A lot like that, right? And then it cuts to me And they go, how do you know Sweeney Preston? I go, I kind of glaze over for a few seconds. And I'm like, I have no idea how I met Sweeney Preston, but now I own him and he's stuck with me.
I was very offended at the time. But now it makes for a good bit. So
yeah, that is great. I love that. And like, obviously, you're the straight man then in this duo.
Well, we like to think that we're both a straight man. But look, I don't know. I think out of Leno and Woodley, I wouldn't know who's who, really.
Which ones?
I think we take turns. Yeah.
What, being straight and being not straight? That's cool.
But yeah, no, it's a fun time. We love working together. We did a bunch of gigs in Hobart at the start of last year, so we know that we can
I was there too, and I didn't know you back then.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh, well, there you go.
I guess nobody won awards in that festival.
We all
fun time. Yeah. No, we love spending time together. We have sleepovers, which is nice. during the comedy festival, we would watch the footage of our show we recorded the night before, and one of those nights we did end up having a nice little sleepover, a bit of a workshop job, business with pleasure, if you will. Yeah, no, we love spending time together.
We've never done that.
I want to have a sleepover with the boys, not with you, Annie.
Do you want to come to our next sleepover?
Yes, please.
Usually ends with getting quite drunk and watching vintage debuts on YouTube till quite late.
We have a dress theme every night.
I've got a different video website that I might suggest then. Mix it up. We are asking you to donate support or become a member this morning. We're chasing a target of $200. Head to joy.org.au and we would love your support. Thanks. 28 minutes to 7. 7 degrees.
I got you.
It's chilly. Top of 15 for Melbourne. Annie Louie, we have the beautiful Sweeney Preston and Ethan Kavanagh with us this morning, through till 7 o'clock.
Yes, we do. And you've been very busy as well, not just over the festival doing your shows, but there's a brand new show. Well, you created it, in fact. Ethan, tell us a little bit about Up Next.
Yeah, so Up Next Comedy, it's my baby. It really is. It's my little little passion project.
Yeah.
And it's presented by Melbourne Comedy Festival, of course, and the Arts Centre as well. And basically it's a little comedy room. Well, not during COVID, it's not, but and we dress it up like a comedy room, but it's actually a development program for younger up-and-coming comedians.
Oh, cool.
Which is ridiculous because I'm very much a younger up-and-coming comedian.
Yeah, you're like these kids.
I'm like, these little kids are doing such a good try.
So we're talking, you know, 3 or 4 years age difference between you and these...
No, they're 3 or 4 years old, actually. Yeah. Infantile. They're just so funny.
Doing stand-up.
A lot of physical comedy age.
The fun fact, there's a whole bunch of science behind the closer in age somebody is to the teacher to the learner, the more easier it is to learn. And you think about when you're a kid and your little friend showed you how to do something, it was a hella easier than mum and dad going, no, not like that.
Yeah, I really have to like learn the Renegade and stuff.
Because you came up through Class Clowns how many years ago now?
So I'm very much, still at their level. I've just happened to be slightly older than them.
Just wears a tuxedo, that's the only difference.
No, that's way too modest because I've seen you hosting at places like Local Laughs, which is very revered as a comedy room in Melbourne, and you do a stellar job of it.
Oh, thank you. But Up Next is they get a little bit of help, and we get a cast of 5 or 6 people who we aim for the age between like 16 and kind of 20, 21.
Yep.
And it's all mostly younger comics have already decided that they want to do comedy, and they're doing their first set about the library teacher or anything like that. So it's a little bit further along, but they got nowhere to perform especially if you do something like Class Clowns, because you kind of come out if you make the nationals or if you win Class Clowns, you know, if you're lucky enough. I wasn't, but
runner up. Yep.
And I have clearly let it go. And if you do something like that, then you kind of emerge. You're like, oh wow, I've got this huge accomplishment, and now I have to just sit tight for 2 or 3 years until I go into a pub. I mean, I was lucky enough that my mum was hugely supportive and would just like take me into the pubs and just like real.
I love that's the type of support that you're looking for. Like, thank you, mum. Take me to the pokies.
Such a good mum.
Yeah, such a good mum.
Let's go somewhere with a sticky floor, mum. Can we?
Please.
Were you privileged as a child? Did your mum take you to the TAB?
It was quite funny because my mum was quite proper as well, and she like would just sit there and have like her one Chardonnay at the bar.
Aww.
And you know, all the comedians would get up on stage and do horribly offensive. This is in rural Victoria, so in horribly offensive, outdated material, and Mum would just kind of sit through it. Then I'd get up and do my 5 minutes about the train, and then we'd all go home in silence.
And people had Googled to find it, like the show title, and then they've realised they're at a venue for mature women. And there at the bar is Mama.
Oh. How far we've come.
Oh, no, maybe Bernie. Your mum was the draw card this whole time. She was the one selling.
Yeah, shout out to Bernadette for listening. She's not. She did her time. So the idea was that we give younger comics a space where they don't have to do that, and then they can just rock up and
that's
run
beautiful.
Their stuff.
Beautiful.
It's great. Yeah. It's always the best crowds. It's always the best crowds, and I run all my new material there because they're all just friends and family crowds.
I was going to say friend and family, so everyone's supportive, everyone cheers.
Yeah. And Sweeney, you're involved heavily in the Melbourne Uni scene as well, I hear. Melbourne Uni Law Review?
Yeah, so a couple of years ago, I was very privileged to be picked for the infamous Melbourne University Law Review. So people like Sammy J have done it in the past. Cate Blanchett ages and ages and ages ago. There's actually a video of her, I think it's on Hey Hey It's Saturday, doing a sketch from the Uni Law Review that year. But yeah, it was awesome. I did that in 2018 and met a bunch of people that I still work with today and are still involved in comedy. The year after, we did like a kind of spin-off sequel at the comedy festival called All I Want for Christmas is Review. So we're still working with those people. It's still such a good time, and we did a show at the Melbourne Uni Drama Festival last year, which is kind of like a week-long thing. They just take over all the spaces that you can possibly perform in at the uni. And we had Ethan come and perform. We did like a big kind of gala night.
That's so cute.
Annie, you'd be familiar with comedy gala nights.
Yes, haven't heard of the Drama Week, of course. But now it's on my radar. I'll have to weasel my way.
You might be considered if you're lucky next time.
Yeah, I'll audition.
Comedy All-Stars who? we did that. It was amazing. This was about a year and a half ago now. Maybe we had like 130 people rock up into the uni bar just for this little comedy gig. Ethan was performing, did his train material. His mum came.
No. It's so like elusive now.
Yeah. he's got this PowerPoint, which is about which regional train station?
It's about the in Maryborough. I don't know if you've ever gigged but I highly advise you don't.
We used to send our greyhounds to Maryborough to learn how to race.
Oh, on the train.
So yeah, same thing.
No.
And I just did I got stitched up. This was my dad organised this gig for me at a mental health fundraiser. And I was like all for it, rocked up. It was a 45 degree day in Maribor. The gig was outside. There was about six or seven people in the audience in an amphitheatre kind of situation. There's a sausage sizzle going on.
On a 45 degree day.
It was all happening.
They can't have a naked flame. It would have been a fire band.
The barbecue's weren't even on.
Oh, the
sun. I'm a Commodore actually, on the bonnet. just frying up there. Jaden, Tayden and Caden were all there. Frying up their sausages on the commie.
Bet they were.
And I was the only comedian.
Holy moly.
And that is a recipe for a good gig, let me
how
tell you.
How many minutes did you have to do?
How many minutes I had to do and how many minutes I did were quite different numbers with a discrepancy of about 10 minutes. But the person who did went on stage before me did kind of a TED talk about their journey with weight loss. And it wasn't a great opener.
And you had fat jokes all through your stuff.
I didn't because I took them all out just before I went on.
Ethan made light of this by making this incredible PowerPoint, which I think you're probably going to do at local. Do you want to plug that?
Yeah, I'm doing it at the local on the 17th, where Sweeney Preston's actually also on the lineup that night. Very much inseparable. Yeah. But it's just basically Maribor's whole thing is I don't want to blacklist an entire town, but they love their train station. They love it so much.
Yeah.
And I don't want to spoil it.
What
anything,
a tease.
But it is just a train station.
I love a train station.
We love to support people just like these two, up-and-coming comedians who are rising very quickly up the ranks in Australia on Up Early, but also on Joy. So if you're loving what you're hearing, head to joy.org.au and become a member.
It is 17 minutes to 7, 8 degrees and a forecast top of 15 for Melbourne. Good morning, the Murphys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, it's such a full little house. This morning we have the beautiful Sweeney Preston and Ethan Kavanagh.
I know, I can see them through the studio. Aren't they good looking boys?
I saw you pushing your nose up against
them. Shut up. Those
same
two.
Same with Tim.
Listen, it's like a twinkathon in there.
Twinkathon. And I'm in that team. They invited me for a sleepover just quietly.
Lucky you.
God, I'm inviting himself as well.
I have. I put my hand up.
I need a driver.
I'm going to pay for this.
Oh, there's a low-hanging screwdriver joke there, but I'm not going to grab it.
Annie Louie, what's coming up on the show this morning?
Listen, we're going for a big one this morning. This morning is, if you sign up in our show between 7 and 9 o'clock, we're choosing 10 people to come to and have breakfast with us.
Get out.
At the new Pride Centre.
Celebrity
So they're going to sit in with our show, you know, in the first week or so of us being at the new Pride Centre, and they can have breakfast as well. So that's the first people into the Pride Centre.
Did you say the
amazing.
First 10 or you go into a draw?
And we're going to draw 10 people out.
Can we just enter?
Morning.
That would be funny.
I'm so going to enter Annie Louie.
Let's enter under lots of souvenirs. And nobody rocks up except for the two of us.
We're
going to
do that.
Look, let's just say that all four of you in that studio can come.
Hello. Great. Well, six places left.
Love to.
We've filled them already.
Mm-hmm. Is it donate or do you have to sign up?
No, you've got to sign up as a member because it's a pretty big prize. Like, we're actually going to throw a... we're going to do the show. You're going to sit in there with us. You're going to watch the whole thing.
And then
see how the magic of radio happens. Pull the curtains back and see how all
you
the stuff...
You set up a small auditorium
for that.
That's a cool
prize.
Yeah. It's a cool prize. And then we're going to do breakfast afterwards with the 10 people. So, pretty good prize.
Oh, wow. Love this image, like, you know in those hospitals where they've got the training doctors up behind a glass wall looking down, talking about what's going on in the surgery?
Yes.
Like, those 10 people.
Or, you know, just someone being electrocuted in a room. You know, something like that.
Well, you don't want to flatline live on air, you know. You want to be pretty switched on that day.
No, that was yesterday we flatlined, but today we're better. So, also, we've got the Great Wins Debate coming up. We've got a huge topic this morning, you know, obviously because we're going to do this breakfast show with all the people.
Give it to me.
The topic this morning is, when it comes to breakfast, are you sweet? Or savoury?
Sweet or savoury for
easy
breakfast?
Easy peasy.
Yeah, it's pretty
boys,
easy.
Sweet or savoury for breakfast?
Oh, hang on there. How old are you guys?
12.
21. No, so you'd be into sweets.
I'm 22.
You'd be into sweets for your breakfast,
close
wouldn't
though.
You?
We were 21 when we started doing our show and then the pandemic hit. So it sounds
No, you've
like
not been... aged at all. None of us have.
Not since I was 15, actually. But
I can go sweet or savoury for breakfast. I can even have a bit of, you know, like yum cha for breakfast. So there's a bit of meat in there sometimes.
I had pancakes this morning.
There you go. See, I'm telling you now, all the what, are you Gen Z or what are you?
K.
K.
Is it Generation K?
Hey, they're all going to be in all that lot. All the younger ones are going to be into sweets, I'm telling you now.
You reckon?
I'm in trouble. I'm savoury.
Are you savoury? Well, here's one vote from me, big fella.
Oh, amazing.
I'm going to go sweet.
I cannot stand sweet for breakfast. I would love... I like your... I boil your special rice dish every morning going, that smells good. It's savoury all the way.
Savoury all the way. That's it. That's our show this morning, guys.
Thank you. Almost 7 o'clock, 8 degrees and a forecast top of 15 for Melbourne. We have the beautiful Sweeney Preston and Ethan Kavanagh with us. Annie, we are so lucky.
Yeah, we are.
Gentlemen.
Even to the end, you had to look at your notes to check their names.
I did.
Had an hour, still hadn't learned it.
Because Sweeney Preston kind of sounds like a show, like it's a cool name. Sweeney
Preston, you've got a joke about it.
I also love that you said the beautiful Sweeney Preston and Ethan Kavanagh.
Yeah, no, not as good as before. Was it special looking? It was special looking.
You are special looking today.
Did you say that?
Yeah, probably.
So we are all wearing fluoride.
Do you get people picking? Like, oh, no, I prefer him. Or no, I prefer him. Like, no? Not to your face.
Well, I think people mistake us for being the same person a lot of the time. But we are, look, we're very similar, but we do have, like, differences, we like to think.
Yeah,
heaps of differences.
I'm wearing orange. Ethan's wearing turquoise. Yeah, very different people.
During that song, I asked you to help us out, to show us how easy it is to become a Joy member. How did you go?
It is so easy. I just have to let people know I'm not a robot first. But once I've done that, we're on.
You're almost through. So
it's lucky I know what chimneys look like.
They're so tricky.
Eight more minutes to get through your membership so that we can give away some e-vouchers for Riva International. And if not, we're going to find out as well what is going to be the theme tomorrow. If this doesn't go, we might have to show up again in high-vis.
That is the rule, my friend. If we don't hit our financial target for membership subscriptions or renewals, we have to wear the same dress up Annie and Ando the next day until we hit that target. And the theme was for tomorrow, if we hit $200, was fetish wear.
Yeah, we've just got Sweeney's membership through. Yay!
Oh, look, and what a special message for us. Nothing.
Ethan's still trying to figure out what a lamp looks like.
We should have done a race.
We could have done a race.
But you can also choose which show is your favourite show. Can I ask which show you selected?
I believe it's under the U section.
It's up early with Ethan Kavanagh and Sweeney Preston.
We're coming for you guys.
It would have been awkward if you were like, we love Umbrella Enthusiasts on Thursday nights.
And we do.
I love that show.
Actually, it could be a good show for, like, you know, quite cryptic for maybe sex work or something. You know, how the umbrella is the symbol? That would have been progressive. I'd listen to that.
Remember when I told you that I went to that hardware store with the big red hammer on the side of the shed that I worked for, that an umbrella had been used as a murder weapon?
Yes,
and they changed
you did.
The metal tip.
It was quite morbid.
Yeah.
Did you have more to add to that, or you just wanted to rehash
No, I was linking it from an umbrella to that umbrella.
Never thought I'd say this on radio, but just the tip? Did they just change?
Yes. So the tip used to be a metal tip and then it became a plastic tip.
But like the rest is fine.
Yeah. Let's just stop it being a weapon of mass.
The shaft was fine as well. Ethan from Bentley has also signed up to become a member. Thank you so much. That brings our total. Can you do the maths, Ando?
Not when you're flipping the screen like that, darling.
Oh, sorry. What's 42 times 2?
84.
That's 84. So we were a bit short of our $200 target.
We're $118 short of our $200 target. So that means, Annie Louie, tomorrow we are coming back in high vis. Now, high vis is a fetish for some. Yes, and I'm going to bring some images, as I often do, to the table to demonstrate
often
that.
Often he horrifies me by showing laptop images without,
and
you know.
And you know what sounding was yesterday?
Parental controls on, and he just flings it at me, and I'm like, it's too early for this, and I haven't been warned.
Like I did with those Speedos before.
Yeah, I'm
going to say,
you're
going to come in tomorrow dressed like a Bondi vet.
No, that's Friday's show. Chris Brown. Oh, you said vet.
Yeah. Hello. Boys, thank you so much for coming in and seeing us this morning. That is us done. Thank you so much. Good luck with what's next and what's happening.
Yeah, where can we find out more about you?
You've got a London, website? New York, Paris, Ballarat.
Ballarat's,
I believe,
the
is the trajectory.
On the hit list.
But yeah, we may or may not be doing some touring in like the latter half of this year.
Fabulous.
Fringe festivals and whatnot. We're still going to figure that out. But yeah, for the moment, we're just gigging around Melbourne. Just look us up, Instagram.
Yeah, we'll get a photo and we'll tag you with our high vis on in Bourke Street now.
Bourke Street.
Yes, brilliant. Keep on listening. We've got the Murphys coming up.
And you can win a chair. Go into the draw to win a chance to have breakfast with the Murphys.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.